Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. We are here. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a big day. And I mean a big day. How about those Phillies sweeping the Mets clean out of here, up 11 in the NL East as they push for a top spot in the National League. We'll talk to Scott Fransky at 12. And look, when we have Scott on, it's a big deal. But I got to tell you, we have a couple other things going on the show today that are huge deals. Coming up 1 hour from right now in studio. Debate day. Elliot Shore Parks. Paul Jolovitz.
Let's go.
On if this is an acceptable loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes?
What was he slapping when he did all... when it sounded like he was slapping something.
We're not asking those questions.
What do you think he was slapping?
Never mind.
We're not asking those questions. We are not asking those.
Oh, my goodness. We are off to a rousing start.
Well, how about this? 11 o'clock, Jolly versus Elliot in studio on the Chiefs-Eagles game. 12 o'clock, Scott Fransky on the Phils as they get closer and closer to a clinch in the NL East. And then at 1 o'clock, Hugh, you may have heard of this guy. We will be joined by Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Iron Mike joins us at 1 o'clock.
Man, that's awesome.
It's going to be a wild, wild day. All right. 215-592-9494. Hugh, let's get into it. We have a game on Sunday that it's not a typical week two. Let's kind of feel through this season. It's Eagles and it's Chiefs in Arrowhead. The Philadelphia Eagles head there for a Super Bowl rematch. And Hugh, the Eagles go into Kansas City and Arrowhead on Sunday as the favorite in the game. And I'll just say it very simply. I expect them to win. I expect the Eagles to go to Kansas City and win this football game for a few reasons. One, they have the better roster. They have the better football team heading into the game. Now, I'm not quite where some people are writing the Chiefs off completely and they're down and it's over. They'll get better as the year goes on. Their young tackle will get better. They'll get Rashee Rice off a suspension. But that's not this week. This week, they're not the football team they will be 6 weeks from now. The Eagles have the better roster, in my mind, right now, without question. They don't have to take, you know, they have to take advantage of it because right now the Chiefs aren't where they're going to be. They don't have Rashee Rice. They don't have their left tackle kind of up to speed. So you have a Chiefs team that isn't where they're going to be in a few weeks. Their offensive line still in a flux. They have a lot of pressure last week against Patrick Mahomes. They're off a Brazil game, which we know last year, I thought that was a weird comeback off the Brazil game, and I thought the Eagles kind of sleptwalked through that, the return and the travel and all that. That's an advantage for the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Carter is going to play in this football game. And I think it's a big deal the Eagles are favored, and I'll give you the reason why. I heard them talking about at the end of the morning show. In the history of Patrick Mahomes as a starter in Kansas City, 68 home games they've had, they have been underdogs. They've closed as underdogs one time. It is meaningful when the betting market says that team's better than the Chiefs at home. It rarely, if ever, happens. It's happened once, and that was 2 years ago when the Buffalo Bills were 2.5-point favorites in Kansas City, and the Bills won that football game. It's telling me something. It's telling all of us. Eagles are better. They're healthier. They're coming into the game ready to go. Hugh, I expect the Eagles to win this football game against a great team in its own right. Hugh, what are you feeling? It is 2 days from game day. Expected a win? Or are you just hoping for one?
You know, Joe, allow me to long talk just for a minute. Okay. I understand everything that you say, and it's you're right. You're correct. Eagles are the better roster right now. Kansas City Chiefs are reeling you know, with no receivers or no quality. No, not quality receivers, but they don't have their number one guys.
Or two.
Yeah, they don't have their number one guys. Yeah. Travis Kelce looks like he's a little, you know, out of steps, out of sorts, if you will.
Yeah, he's half a podcaster.
But there's something to be said about pride. This is what I was talking about last week, and I know for a lot of people you can't quantify that, but it's a big thing when it comes to a football player. And even though everything that you said logically is correct, Kansas City Chiefs have never been, I think, 0-2 since Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have been there. They've always figured out a way to win. And I don't expect any less of an effort from them this weekend, especially coming off of the last time we played them, the humiliation that we levied on them. I feel like we're going to get their best shot. They're going to pull out all the stops to beat this Philadelphia Eagles team.
So
with that being said, I hope they win.
We all hope they win, but obviously Hugh Douglas is not expecting. I'm expecting a victory by the Eagles on Sunday. I don't think it's going to be easy.
I hope they win.
Yeah, look, I don't think it's going to be easy. I'm not saying they're going to go win this game by double digits, but I do expect them to win the game. And I'm glad you hit on the receiver thing. I didn't include that. I mean, I included they don't have great receivers, but when you think about it, If you're going to beat the Eagles right now, and if you're going to take advantage of where the Eagles are weak, it feels like their weakest part right now is that corner, right? That other corner on the other side. Adoree Jackson, you know, he gave you shades of Nnamdi and Byron Maxwell and every Kerry Williams and every bad Eagles corner we've seen over the years. You got shades of that in week one. But they don't have the horses right now to take advantage. If Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice were in this football game, I don't think I'd have this confidence because I'd be like, uh-oh. How are we covering both of those guys? They don't have either of those guys. And I know Mahomes is great. But and I say this about Jalen, too. Like, no matter how good or great the quarterback is, you need help. And right now, he didn't have that help at the receiver position. Last year, he didn't have that help at the offensive line in the Super Bowl. And look what happened to him. So I respect the heck out of Mahomes. I think he's top two quarterback in pro football history. I respect the heck out of Andy. And he's the better coach in this game. But you don't have the horses, you don't have the horses. The Eagles are the better team. I expect them to go win this football game. 215-592-9494. Expecting a win, hoping for one as the Eagles head out to Kansas City on Sunday. All right, let's hear from Ron Jaworski. Ron Jaworski was on the morning show. Could we hear from Jaws, his take on Kansas City and some of their issues right now?
So they've gone two straight games where they've been physically whipped. And sometimes you can design things. You can have Patrick Mahomes and all their plethora of weapons, which are limited right now because of injuries. But I don't care what kind of players you have, if you get beat physically, it's hard to come back from that. So they've had two games in a row right now where they've been physically dominated, two teams, so it's hard to bounce back. And I think we'll kind of come out with the same game plan we had in the Super Bowl, physically dominate them with the running game. And, of course, you're going to get – once you win and dominate in the running game, you get one-on-one matches on the outside. That's when you take advantage of secondary.
Well, and that secondary last week, which typically is good for Kansas City, they got torched by Justin Herbert and a group of mediocre wide receivers with the Chargers. All right, let's hear one more. Mike Quick, see, he gets it. Mike Quick knows the Chiefs are not the team they used to be.
I think KC is a team that they still are the one that everyone looks at and says that they're the best because of the quarterback, because of the head coach, because of what they've done in the past. I just don't think that they're still that team. I think they have problems on the offensive line protecting the quarterback. And, of course, now their top two weapons they will not have in this game. But they still have Patrick Mahomes, mm-hmm. and he still finds a way to win. So that guy is still scary to me. But I just don't think that they are the team that they used to be and the team that we imagine that they are because they're the Kansas City Chiefs and they won it in back-to-back years and – they are a talented bunch, but I don't think that they are the team that they were 2 years ago.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
They're not. And you know what? They're probably not even the team they will be in week 8. I mean, they're going to get better. Rasheed Rice will be, the suspension will end, and Worthy will come back, and their left tackle they took in the first round will get better. That's not Sunday, though. Those guys either aren't there or not ready. I expect an Eagles victory. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494 as the Eagles and Chiefs get ready for the game of the week. Sunday, 425 at Arrowhead. Kyle, where do you come down as the 1-0 Eagles try to get to 2-0 to start the season?
Yeah, I got a bad feeling about this game, to be honest, guys.
Okay.
For the Chiefs.
There we go. There we go.
Stick a fork in them, baby. We're going to kick their ass. Kick their ass, dude.
That? I love it.
The dynasty is over.
I love it.
We're going to put the nail in their coffin. The Chiefs stink. Stink.
Love it. That's that Philadelphia bravado. I love it.
First of all, I have no respect for their wide receivers. Even if we have a DeRay Jackson out there.
Juju and Tyquan Thornton?
No, I just like that. We're going to have Jalen Carter back in this game.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do the same thing that we did to Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Now we're talking.
And we're going to make them look like fools. Don't care about Andy Reid. Don't care about Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs dynasty is coming to an end. And the entire world of NFL watchers will know by Sunday.
That's
around,
a bold day.
Around 7:30.
Well, I'll say this. I expect it to be a close Eagles win. If the Eagles go there and smack them again, that is going to be the story on Monday. I mean, like, if the Chiefs get start off 0-2 and get smacked.
You mean the Chiefs cooked?
The Chiefs are cooked.
Because of the milestone that it would be.
Because
starting 2-0.
Right, 0-2, right? And then.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I meant Eagles 2-0. Yeah.
Well, the Eagles would be 2-0. And then who goes to Arrowhead and smacks them, right? That doesn't happen. I mean,
tough place to play.
Yeah, no, it is.
No, I'm just saying.
You're right.
Yeah, tough place to play. Their backer is against the wall, playing against the team that beat them up. In the Super Bowl, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
You know, when you said that, it made me realize this before we go to the phones. We haven't won a true road game in a while. Think about it. Home last week, right, to start the season. Super Bowl is a neutral site, and it was more Eagles fans anyway. Home field in the playoffs because the Lions got knocked out, so it was all four home games at home. Ended the season last year with Giants and Cowboys at home, and those games were kind of, you know, meaningless anyway because they were kind of locked into their seed. Lost in Washington in week 16 last year when Jalen got knocked out. I'm trying to think of the last true road win. Was it Baltimore? Early December? It's been a while.
That feels like that might be about right.
I think it is. So we just haven't had one of these, like, going to a raucous environment against a good team. And I'm excited for it. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here on a Football Friday, a big Football Friday. Our first real Football Friday. Because last week, we were reacting to a game on Thursday. So it was different. It was like a Monday, but it was a Friday. It's a Football Friday with a little celebratory Phillies in there as well. Chris from Middletown starts us off. Eagles, Chiefs, Sunday afternoon. What's up, Chris?
Happy Football Friday, man.
It is. Our first real one. I like this. I'm excited. Chris, what are you feeling?
Guys, real quick, I got to say, let's talk about answering the bell. Philadelphia teams are answering the bell. Right now, the Phillies, you know, they just took a broom to the ass of the Mutts, and it's beautiful. But what's about to happen? We're talking about beatdowns and answering bells. Eagles Nation, you are Sunday. Our first are going to descend on their next prey. For those of you that have concerns because of sausage fingers, Andy, and Pat Mahomes, remember the wisdom and knowledge we get from Douglas. He tells us all the time. Last year doesn't matter.
what Kansas City's done in the past, about this year, this team, these players. What's about to happen? We're about to trash this team. Our D-line will be led by our madman Carter. He comes to the game disrespected, frustrated, ready to wreak havoc. And send Mahomes out of the game in a bag, send him home. Talking about sending players home, Travis Kelce clearly following Douglas on the gap needs to be sent back home because he needs to prepare his life for doing nothing but sitting at home and eating chicken thighs. Good on you, Nate.
I do like chicken.
We're built for this. This is us. This is who we are. We swing, we fight, we don't lay down, we don't care who's in front of us. It's all about us. It's all about the win. It's all about keeping the main thing the main thing. To the doubters out there, just sit back. Watch the show with envy. You know you want to be us. You know you want to be like us. You can't. There's only one. There's only one champion. There's only one Rocky. There's only one that dominates sports and entertainment and everything around us like Philadelphia. Here comes Ben. The bell's about to ring. The fight's about to be on. We will always, always rise to the occasion. Eagles Nation, stay with me. E-I-G-L-E-S.
Now we're talking. Chris, good phone call. He hit one last week, too. I got to say, Chris brought his game. I mean, he must have been training in the preseason here. He brought his Eagles chants and the pump-up speech to start this season. And I agree with a lot of what he said there. Now, like, do I think it's going to be an easy blowout? No, I'm not quite ready to go there. But the Eagles are going to win this game.
Kill him.
I won. How great would that be if they
kill
did? Kill him. You hear that, Hugh?
Meanwhile,
Hugh's
come on, Douglas.
He was just hoping for a win.
No, and I gave you
hoping.
All my, I gave you all
acceptable
the reasons.
Acceptable loss.
I never said that.
But you justified it.
Loser.
You asked me a question.
I did ask you a question.
And I answered it.
And you gave a soft answer. It's soft.
Well, I gave a logical answer. This was a thought-out logical answer. Well, a logical thought process. And this is how I feel. Their back is against the wall. And they're going to come out swinging. Now, what will the Eagles look like? I don't know. Because, let's be honest, last week we got the win, but it wasn't the tidiest game.
It wasn't.
Even Coach Sirianni said that.
Mm-hmm.
And like I tried to tell y'all last week, there's something to be said about motivated by fear, anger, whatever you want to call it. Like, you just don't want to get your butt kicked. So they're going to come out firing. I would not be surprised if they come out and try to make a statement early in the game. Whether
that's
or not
great.
They, you know, they get after the quarterback.
That's wonderful.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that's what they're going to try to do. They're
going to try that.
They're going to try to snatch the momentum early.
I'm sure they are, and I'm sure they'll make a play or two, right? They're the Kansas City Chiefs. But I expect the Eagles to get everyone's best shot. They're better than teams, though. It's so clear they go into the game with the better roster. Now, that doesn't always guarantee victory in the NFL. You got to play well. You have to bring your A game. You got to play well. I thought last week they could play a B or C game and still beat the Cowboys, and they did. It probably was closer to a B game than a C game, but whatever. They beat them.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to play well on Sunday to win. I'm with you that the Chiefs are, they do have their backs against the wall, and it's a game they certainly need if they're going to, you know, feel like they're going to win 15 games again or 14 games. Otherwise, they have no margin for error. But I don't look at that team with the receivers they have. Again, the Eagles have a clear weakness, and it's Adoree Jackson right now. That
right
side.
Now. Yes.
But I don't feel like the Chiefs have enough to take advantage of it. Again, if they had all their weapons out there, it'd be like, oh boy. We got some issues here. They don't have that. When the schedule came out, this looked to me like a really big challenge. But it's not just about the schedule. It's about the spot. And the Chiefs are not in a good spot right now. The Eagles are in a better spot, and I expect them to go win the game. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Hugh, you're going to need a former landscaper like myself to come remove that hedge you got going on.
I got
tell
a hedge.
Him.
Get him.
No, see,
tell
hold
him,
up,
Jeff.
Jeff, I'm just calling it like I see it. And I want the Eagles to
Nobody
win.
Nobody needs to hear that.
What do you mean?
Well, again, the hedge is in your way. You can't see clearly. So, look, I don't think it's going to – I'm not on where Kyle is. I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
I'm going to kill him.
But there is no reason why the Eagles can't go in there and take care of business. Like, make it a – I'm not saying a statement game, but just go in there and beat them. I mean, look, Arrowhead's a hard place to play, but so is the Link. It's not like we don't play in front of raucous crowds pretty much all the time. So I'm not really worried about their stadium atmosphere.
I'm not either. I mean, look, 2 years ago, to start the season, the Lions went in there and won. And that was before we knew the Lions were really any good. I mean, like, you can go in there and win. I mean, last year, they won a lot of those games, but there was a lot of close ones in Kansas City. I remember a game was two Christmases ago. The Raiders went in there and won with, like, that O'Connell guy at quarterback, whatever his name is, Aiden O'Connell. It's not like you can't win there. You can win there if you play well.
But look, as long as Patrick Mahomes is playing, they have a chance, and he might keep them in the game. But they're pretty much a lot weaker than they were a year ago or 2 years ago on both sides of the ball. So I'm not really concerned about that. And also, real quick, Philly's point. How about that Lizardo last night?
Jeff, I love
Luzilla.
Him. I can't wait to watch him. Like, when he comes off the mound, when he's, you know, like, finished an inning, or like the way last night, his last out after retiring 22 straight, when he gets all pumped up, I can't wait for that in October. I'm just imagining him coming off the mound after striking out Ohtani and the whole crowd's going crazy. I'm a big fan of his.
It's him, Nola, and Walker seem to have that one inning almost every start where they kind of blow up a little bit. But I tell you what, coming back from that and shutting them down, that was just amazing.
Awesome. I mean, that was a rare kind of game. To give up that many runs early and then to go that long without another base runner. Jeff, man, we appreciate the phone call. Great start by Luzardo last night when you kind of factor in what happened and then how he finished it. I loved it. 215-592-9494. Aaron in San Diego up on WIP. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
It is a fired up Friday. I mean, what a great day to be a Philadelphia Eagles Phillies fan. It's unbelievable. The Phillies are giving us the confidence as they're heading into the World Series run. I just can't tell you how excited I am. And then today it is again time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the little ones away. Because it's time for the wagon train to continue on its journey. The end result, when Levi Stadium and Super Bowl 60. The obstacle this week, the Kansas City Chiefs. And this week, it's all about that young gun defense, that gangrene defense. They are going to feast. Adoree Jackson is not going to be a factor because Patrick Mahomes is not even going to have a chance to get the ball out of his hands. Jalen Carter has had a week to sit and stew and have that anger build. And he is going to unleash it on Sunday. What are you going to do, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Andy Reid, when that young gun defense runs wild all over you? And to Ed and all the loyal WIP listeners at Spec Gas, this one goes out to you. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
Who's Ed, though?
I don't know. That's okay. We'll find out next time. Aaron, good phone call. Did we need more after that? I didn't need to ask him the Ed clarification on the air. I thought we were good. You okay over there?
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
To Aaron in San Diego. Hey, Aaron.
Good afternoon.
You know what? Aaron, just hold on a second. That one's going to get a lot of play over the years. I can feel that one. You notice no one agrees with you so far.
That's fine.
Yeah, I know. Listen, but maybe you should rethink
your position. Put a sock in it, Douglas.
But most weeks, nobody agrees with me. I felt like
that's
this last
week. That's not true.
Most weeks, when it comes to the Eagles. And
well, Philly. When you're a negative Nancy.
Okay, I'm not being negative.
You're always a hater, dude. We heard yesterday from you people, Hugh, low-key, the most negative one on the show.
Yeah, low-key.
Yeah.
But no, you ask me for my true feelings, and I give them to you.
I know.
And sometimes it doesn't align with your agenda.
Well, my agenda? I give you facts. favored, better roster, don't have the receivers take advantage, young offensive line still in flux. These are not opinions. These are facts.
No, you're right. And I also gave you some unquantifiable intangibles.
But that's not facts. That's your feelings.
But the unquantifiable intangibles, sometimes they factor into things that we can't quantify.
You're scared.
No, I'm not.
I sense a little Chiefs fear.
And you know, as soon as Hugh starts talking about unquantifiable intangibles.
I know.
That's when that third eye kick in. That's when I open up and I try to get y'all to expand y'all horizons.
That's when I close my ears. Third eye is open, and I'm closing my ears. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop board. Big show today. Coming up at 11 o'clock in studio, Paul Jolovitz, Elliot Shore Parks. They're going to debate whether or not this is an acceptable loss for the Philadelphia Eagles. This is going to be wild. 1 p.m. today, Iron Mike himself, Mike Tyson, on the show at 1 o'clock. Scott Fransky at 12 on the Phils, who are zooming towards an NLA's championship. And on the other side, along with your phone calls on the Eagles expecting to win, we will give you a chance to win Mike Tyson tickets. The return of the Mike coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Atlantic City, January 23rd, 2026. We have the tickets. We'll tell you how we're giving those away on the other side. Tickets are on sale right now. If you want to buy them, Ticketmaster.com. They're on sale, been on sale for about 23 minutes. So hop on and get them. You want to win them? You know how to do it. 215-592-9494. And the grand prize winner, one of our five winners this week, will win an overnight stay at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC, the night of the show. All right, a lot to get to. Your phone calls on the game. Are you expecting a win? Or are you like Hugh, just hoping for a win? It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everyone knows my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniel's are coming out with a new flavor, people. It's Jack Daniel's Blackberry. It's the real deal. A smooth, sweet taste, perfect to enjoy with friends. It's bold, it's vibrant, and the aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and just a hint of honey. It's going to be my new tailgate drink if I drink at the tailgate. But you know I don't because I'm always working. Jack Daniel's Blackberry, coming soon to a local fine wine and good spirit store near you. Celebrate responsibly.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.